This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. My first guest the second hour has been on our show in the past. He's a great actor. His name is Hal Linden. Of course, we know him from Barney Miller, but he's had a plethora of experience over a remarkable career. He's 89 years old, still going strong. Jane Lynch from Game Night. You've seen her on Glee, Two and a Half Men. Great actress. She's going to be joining us. Then marketing guru Steve McChesney will be here. He's got a number one book out right now. Just came out the first of the month, and it's already gone to number one, and it's called Rearranging Change. You got to hear this. It's extremely interesting and important. And then Dr. Ken Redcross will give us a little bit of an update on how to stay healthy during this pandemic. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
We are back nationwide and all around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. I believe that after, I guess, 27, 28 years and 19,000 guests, I'm not sure, but I believe this may be the first time that our guest has been on the show. I don't know why, but we've been long overdue. He's quite a talent. He's a Tony Award-winning actor, singer, musician. He's with the Rothschilds, which was a great show, The Gathering, and, of course, still in syndication, seeing just about every day, Barney Miller, joining us right now with a brand-new theatrical release that's going to open in 25 markets, is Hal Linden. Hal, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Pleasure, sir. A pleasure. And I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm sorry we didn't get together earlier.
27 years, you know.
27 years. I've been asking, can I get on Ron's show? No, all right. We'll do it.
Keep asking for the next 27, okay? Because there's got to be a break in the action someplace.
That would also be kind of exciting, considering how old I am.
I think we're going to be doing this on Cloud 11, okay, if you understand.
There you go.
At least I hope we will be. Hal, tell us about this. This is a great premise for a movie, and as I mentioned before, and we're going to tell everybody how they can find this, because obviously we want everybody to go out and see it. It's a great premise. You play a grandfather in this, do you not, Hal?
Yes, I do. I am a grandfather, so that wasn't the hard part.
That wasn't a stretch.
But the story is really about the grandson.
Right.
Ryan Ochoa plays my grandson, who is an art student, wants to be an artist, is constantly drawing, or as I say, doodling, and doesn't see a way to get into art school because his father says community college is all they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
and he gets an assignment to do a project, a multimedia project, about an historical event. And he kind of accidentally discovers that his grandfather had a history that he had never told anyone about. His grandfather having been a Holocaust survivor, and Holocaust survivors are not, they're reticent,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
and understandably so. You know, a lot of pain going on, and the brain kind of puts it in places where you don't think of it all the time, self-protection. And the picture is about his getting the story out of Grandpa and putting it on into a multimedia package and finally showing his product. And the family is, like most families, not all that communicative between the generations. And that's normal, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all want to establish our own generations. I remember I did it. I wasn't going to listen to the music my father listened to and dress like he did and cut my hair the way he did. And,
right.
And the language. Every generation has its own language.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not easy to get the generation together to accomplish the project. But it seems that art can be more eloquent than words, and the art of the boy is what brings the grandfather to tell the story, and the dedication to the project is what brings the grandfather to actually finally tell his story, and the boy does accomplish it, and we have a... In the end, art brings the family closer together. That's about the whole picture.
Well, I still want people to go see it now, just because you gave that description. But you know, Hal, you bring up an excellent point of view here. I think a lot of times, especially from the generation of the Second World War, but I think even in today's situation, sometimes when there has been a catastrophic event in their life, they don't want to talk about it. I mean, I've known people that are in the World War II, Americans that were fighting in the war, that don't want to talk about it. And I think it's sad, because I can remember my father many times wanting to sit down and talk to me when I was like 15, 16, 17 years old about when he was a little boy. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I got to go out and ride my bike, drive my car, go
there you
with
go.
My girlfriend. I don't.
That's what I mean. You're trying to establish your own identity.
Right. And then
the problem is, as I say, there's nothing that's common.
Mm-hmm.
But what have you lost? You know,
yeah.
What gets lost? History, experience, wisdom.
Right.
A lot of things that can make your life better gets lost and the thing about it is that a lot of it, of what the past can educate us about is still happening.
Yes.
I mean, you said it's difficult to remember. We just, you know. Or we don't want to talk about it.
Right.
Look at what's happening with the Me Too movement.
Right.
And what's in the headlines today.
Yeah.
You know, are reticent to talk about this painful part of their memory.
I think sometimes that's the reason why we keep on making mistakes, because philosophically speaking, you don't know what you're going to do today and tomorrow if you didn't know what happened yesterday. And I think that's a problem we have. I really do. This is the second venture that you've been in that addresses the Holocaust. It's, you know, the movie now, which is called The Samuel Project, which is kind of cool because we're talking about fathers, and my father's name was Samuel, and also The Gathering.
There's also had to do with remembering the Holocaust and keeping it in our minds. Which philosopher said, "He who does not study history is doomed to repeat it"?
Yes. Oh, boy, that's a famous saying. And that's
right.
So
and
true.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. And we keep repeating our history. We keep making the same mistakes over again because we don't study what happened in the past.
No, that's exactly right. I'm a big proponent of that. By the way, I want to remind everybody that the name of this movie, again, is The Samuel Project. And I happen to have here, Hal, how you can find more about it. You go to Facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie, or Twitter at Twitter.com/ The Samuel Proj. You'll learn about the 25 cities that it's in right now, all major markets too, I might add. There's something, Hal, that I did not know about you, okay? And that is, I didn't realize that you were a clarinetist and a vocalist. Uh-huh. Do you still pick up the clarinet?
Yes, I still pick up the clarinet. I still do. I still concertize. Not as much as I used to, but still at it.
Somebody told me that the reason that you left the music business was because the music that was changing in the 40s and 50s, you weren't really that fond of, so you decided to go into acting. But it's a tough thing to walk away from music, you know.
Well, it was the end of the big band era that did it for me.
Right.
I was enamored by the greatest of the last big bands. I'm not talking Dorsey and Don Miller. I'm talking Stan Kenton.
Right.
Woody Herman. And,
right.
Those bands that really were taking big band jazz to new heights. And when I went into the Army, it was the height of the big band era. And when I came out of the Army, they were all gone, and it was the beginning of rock and roll. And it was early rock and roll was not my... I just couldn't bring myself to it. So I tried the theater, and look what happened.
Yeah, and a lot has happened. And you know what's very nice to see is a talent like yourself, so versatile. Here you are doing many serious, like the Rothschilds and the Gathering, on stage, and then turning around, and I didn't realize, too, that Car 54 or RU, and I know you're on Search for Tomorrow, but then go into comedy with Barney Miller, and being so successful with 8 successful seasons in syndication right now, I mean, that shows a versatile talent. And I say that honestly, Hal. I'm not trying to puff you up a little bit. It's a great, great talent that you have to be able to do both and be believable in both.
You might even say jack of all trades, master of none.
No. See, I don't think that's the case. I think you are the master of them, too.
After a while, you get to, you know, if you keep working at it, you can get pretty good at stuff. And I've been working at it a long time, so.
It's funny you should say that, because somebody said to me a few weeks back, and it's not the first time, they say, boy, you know, when you go on the air, it looks so easy. Well, if you've been doing it for 50 years, if you've been digging a ditch for 50 years, you better have a pretty good ditch. But, again, the name of the movie is The Samuel Project.
I have to seek it out, I'm afraid. It's
yeah.
Be in an art theater near you.
Yeah. There, again, is the website, facebook.com/ The Samuel Project Movie. And you do have to seek it out, but it's worth seeking out because it's a great presentation. And it's family-oriented, right, Hal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make a pact here, okay? Let's not wait another 27 years to get back together again, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Okay.
A pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, Hal, so much. Good luck with the movie and look forward to having you back, okay?
Bye-bye.
Hal Linden has been our guest. But what a talent. Really, a very versatile talent. And, you know, he can do serious stuff, comedy. He's got a new movie called The Samuel Project. You got to seek it out. But when you do, you'll find a movie that you'll love to watch. And, of course, Barney Miller is still in reruns all across the USA. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I really enjoy when our next guest is with us. She hasn't been with us in a little while, but she's always so good, and she is, of course, a tremendous actress. We're going to talk about a lot of things, but a special edition of the famous Hollywood Game Night is coming Tuesday at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time. Joining us right now is our friend, Jane Lynch. Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is crazy times that we're going through, but it never stops show business people because they get through it somehow or another. And we're going to have Hollywood Game Night now, Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. And this is going to be from everybody's home. Is that correct? This is kind of the virtual thing that they're doing so much, like on Saturday Night Live and stuff?
Yeah, well, it's even better than that, actually. They brought a big camera into my home, a fellow who was completely masked and sterilized, and four monitors, and they did pretty much the same setup at all the celebrity homes. So it's the quality, you know, it's shot like you would see on television, but everybody's at their own home, and it was a lot of fun. It was a real blast.
Don't you feel a little intimidated when there's a virus pandemic going on and people come to your home to film you? This has happened to me several times in my studio. They say, well, we'll come to you. I don't want you here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just trust, and you know that one of the things that everybody says is how, you know, the precautions they take. And so, you know, you can't live in a bubble as much as we are living in a bubble. You know, you've got to be reasonable about it. And everybody takes precautions. We keep our distance. And the great thing about this game is that we got to raise money for Red Nose Day, because right. we were thinking that perhaps we weren't going to have a Red Nose Day this year for Hollywood Game Night because of the pandemic. And it ends up that we did it this way, and we raised a ton of money for them, thanks to the Facebook groups. They donated all the money, and so we were really happy. Red Nose Day helps lift children out of poverty and educates them all over the world, so it's a wonderful organization that we've been supporting for the last 3 years on Hollywood Game Night.
Yeah, and it's going to have now, I guess it's 6th annual Red Nose Day primetime event that will air on NBC Thursday, May 21st, yeah. from 8 to 11 o'clock Eastern and Pacific. And, of course, as you mentioned before, it benefits all of these great, great organizations in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, some of the poorest communities in the world. I mean, it goes to, just to name a few, Feeding America, Save the Children, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, the Global Fund. It's a fantastic thing. Now, you've got some real stars on here, Kristen Bell, Nick Jonas, John Legend, Sean Hayes, Retta, Kenan Thompson. But wasn't Sean Hayes the guy that came up with this idea when you were doing this at his home?
He's the guy. Yeah, he created the series. He is famous for his game nights at his home, and they were always so inventive. He made up all the games himself, and we moved through his house to do different games, and he thought, why not put it on TV? And so now here we are in our 8th season, and over 75 episodes, and people just love it. So it was really nice of him to come back to do this. He's been on several episodes. We hit him up a lot. He's happy to do it.
And you're so good at it, too. I mean, you make the perfect, I shouldn't say make the perfect game show host, because it's not that kind of a game. It's not like, hey, what's behind door number two. I mean, it's kind of a very friendly type thing that with friends, and that's what's great about it. I love the games that come up here, okay? Trading Faces, Dance in Your Pants, Smash the Buzzer, I Love a Charade, and my favorite is Song Sung Wrong. Of course, the takeoff of Neil Diamond's Song Sung Blue. You've played this game before, have you not, Jane? I mean, you've been a contestant.
Don't believe I was a contestant. I have not played Hollywood Game Night. I have only hosted. Song Sung Wrong is my favorite because I love to sing and, not everybody wants me to all the time, but in this, like people who I live with, game I get to sing a lot of pop songs that I really love, and then of course we make the last verse of this little selection of the song ridiculous and not the right one, and they have to give us the right one, which is not an easy thing to do once you get the wrong one in your head.
No, I know. It's like trying to get a tumor under your head. You mentioned the fact the fundraising partner was Facebook Groups, and they have a total of about $150,000 that they've given?
Yeah, they did. They gave $150,000. That was the prize money, and of course, we won it all. And it goes directly to the Red Nose organization, Red Nose Day.
Jane, isn't there an interactive way that the audience can play this too?
Absolutely. We've got a couple of games that the audience at home can play. All they have to do while we're playing is go to NBC.com/HGN, and they'll be able to answer some questions that we do in real time. And they'll also see on that page at-home versions of all the games we play that night. You can have your own game show in your own home, and if you want to do it via Zoom or whatever, it'll be a lot of fun. It's a great way to get people together and stay together apart.
And if you play your cards right, ladies and gentlemen, Jane will come to your home and host the show. She'll bring her cameras and everything.
Not from my own home, though. I'll do it via Zoom, and I'm more than happy to, as long as you raise some money and it goes to Red Nose Day.
You know, Jane, you and I chatted about this in the past. Your work is excellent. It really is. But I have to tell you, and you know how I feel about this, your performance and your character on 2 1/2 Men is absolutely on the money. What a great character that is.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I loved playing that character. I loved locking eyes with Charlie Sheen. We had such a good time together. It was definitely a high point, and I got to be in some scenes. Some of them were like 8 or 9 pages long, and they were just a joy to do.
I often wondered, though, some of the lines you used were written on that little pad you had in front of me while you were sitting down in the chair and he was on the couch.
Oh, you know me too well. You bet I cheated.
It's a great character. It really is. Okay, so now, 5-time Emmy nominee, by the way, and 5-time award-winning winner of the Emmy, Jane Lynch, is, of course, doing this again. Now, is the show coming back for a full season?
No, not that I know of. It's really, this is a winner. It's called Hollywood Game Night, the social distancing.
Okay. And again, Kristen Bell, Nick Jonas, John Legend, Sean Hayes, Retta, and Kenan Thompson. And it's going to be now a Tuesday night at 10 o'clock
yep.
Eastern and Pacific time on NBC. Jane, in the time
correct.
We have left, how do you get to play if you're at home?
Oh, if you're at home, you just go to NBC.com/HGN, and there are at-home versions of all the games we play on Tuesday night, as well as some questions in real time. We give the folks at home some questions, and they get to answer those.
Okay, and don't forget then now the 6th annual Red Nose Day premiere event that NBC is partnering with Comic Relief USA will be airing on Thursday, May 21st from 8 to 11 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time. You know the nice thing about this thing is, Jane, is you're raising a lot of money for a worthwhile cause and having fun while doing it. Boy, you can't miss on that deal.
Yeah, it's the absolute best. And thank you for talking with me about it. I'm so glad to talk to you again.
Well, I look forward to having you back. Don't be a stranger, okay? You know you're always welcome here, Jane.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jane. Bye-bye. Our special guest has been Jane Lynch, 5-time Emmy Award winner, the host of Hollywood Game Night. Don't forget now, on the 21st of May from 8 to 11, NBC is again doing their 6th annual Red Nose Day Prime Time event, and you got to watch it. It's a great, great cause. And if you miss Hollywood Game Night with Jane Lynch, NBC is going to be repeating it before the 21st of May. And a quick reminder, check our website, ronseggi.com. We're going to pause momentarily. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's another weekend of protests by people demanding that everything be reopened, despite people still getting infected with COVID-19. Roberta Baker joined demonstrators in Lisbon, Ohio.
Ohio does not have a dictatorship, and we need to get across to people that we still are not allowed to gather in groups of more than 10. We still are not allowed to gather with our families and our friends.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says some things are getting back to normal in his state, but it has to be done with great care.
Reopening, right? You're on the other side of the tunnel. And how do you reopen? And reopening smartly, intelligently, with individual responsibility. So understanding you're going to see an increase in the numbers, but you don't want to see a spike.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. A very interesting guest we have with us today, and one that's going to shed light on many subjects when it comes to what you do every day. A lot of people think that marketing is something that is just for big business, but people market every day themselves, whether they're selling themselves to an employer. Joining us right now is marketing guru. He's got a new book out that was just released called Rearranging Change, How You Market to an Ever-Changing World. Joining us right now is Steve McChesney. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. So happy to be on your show.
Well, I'm glad that you're here also. And, you know, I was a marketing major in college. Prior to that, when I would tell people I was in marketing, they thought I was going to be a grocer, you know, and I tried to explain to them it's a little bit more technical than that. But you've had an extremely varied career over the years. You're an Army veteran. Thank you for your service.
Oh, my pleasure.
Former actor and stuntman. Over 40 years in sales and marketing, and you've had a lot of experience with what we call boot camps, and that's kind of like seminars where you train and learn the basics of marketing and advertising. But tell us about the book, Rearranging Change, because it's an interesting title. And what are you arranging, and what is the change?
Well, change is happening all around us all the time anyway. About 5 years ago, I went to work for a seminar company, and that's where I started doing the two-day copywriting boot camps. But what I noticed in those seminars from the students is that they all kind of had the same issues when it came to marketing. And that's when I decided to write the book. As I taught, I learned, and the book was a result of all of that time. Now, you mentioned I had over 40 years in marketing, but the reality of it is I've been marketing since I was born. When I was born, if I was hungry, I had to cry to get my mom to feed me, so that's marketing. I just happened to apply it where I can make money from it over 40 years ago.
But how do you effectively market to people when there are so many age categories and difference in not only demographics, but what people appeal to? You talk about the baby boomers, the X generation, the Z generation, the millennials. How do you know how to present whatever you're selling, whether it's yourself, product, or service, to an audience that's ever-changing?
This is where common sense really comes into play. For instance, you know, if you talk about the traditional generation or the silent generation, that's the older generation, think about how they were raised. I mean, when they were raised, they were told to be seen and not heard, so that's why they got the name the silent generation. However, they're also very polite, so if you're going to market to them, be polite. Say please and thank you and things like that. That incorporates them. It builds rapport. Baby boomers, they're all about what's in it for them. So when you market to them, be big on what's in it for them. What are the benefits they're going to get? The millennials out there, millennials, they like hashtags. So if you're going to talk to them, you know, they like to text. But use a hashtag, something that they can recognize. So that's what I mean by the changes that go forth. Keep in mind, Generation Z, that's our newest generation. They've never lived without Amazon. So they're used to things being delivered to them. So if you're going to market to them, how can you deliver to them?
But how does a small business accommodate all of those different age categories? I can understand if you're a big corporation, you would have somebody heading up a department that knows something about each one of those generations. How does the small businessman do that?
The small businessman, like any businessman, must take a moment and think about who their target audience is. You can't market to everybody. So you've got to niche. You've got to narrow in. Whether you're small or big, know who am I selling to? And then I would try to incorporate whatever marketing message I have to that generation based on that. Now, there's other things that come into play, too, like motivators, what motivates people. You know, things like love and fear and generosity and ego. Those are other elements that you can add to the generation you're going to market to.
You know, I'm a big proponent of educating through entertainment. And a book like yours, Rearranging Change, How You Market to an Ever-Changing World, I'm assuming from what I saw that it's able to convey a message and an educational dimension that puts it in a perspective that is not like reading a technical book. I remember in high school and in college, they made you read technical books, and about the third page in, you had it.
Right. I, on purpose, when I wrote this book, I know how I like to learn, and I learn the best by having fun and laughing, things like that. So as I wrote this book, I kept that in mind. How can I make this entertaining where I'm still sharing my message, where the marketer can learn the different elements of marketing that actually work, but do it in a fun way? So that's really was the backbone of the book.
One of the things you mentioned in the book are five things that motivate people to take action.
Correct.
What are they?
There's actually 12, but I will share with you the top five. The first one being fear. Fear is used by people like any alarm company that wants to alarm your house. You know, people are afraid. So if you can use fear to sell them a product like the alarm companies do, it works very, very well. Another one would be love. Love. Hallmark uses love. Southwest Airlines has the heart as their logo. It's love. McDonald's says, I'm loving it. So people like to be in love, fall in love. They love things. So use love as your motivator. One of the biggest ones that's been around for years and years and years is convenience. Anything that's convenient will motivate somebody to take action. You see that in banks. That's why they have drive-thrus. It's convenient. That's why the stores on the corner like 7-Eleven or Stop and Go, they're convenience stores where it's very easy to get your bread and your milk. Ego is one of the top five. 24/7 fitness centers. Come down here and make yourself look good. It's the ego. Clothing stores. How do you look in this dress? They use ego as a motivator. They're very strong motivators. And then the last one I'll talk about is hero worship. You know, anytime you use a celebrity to endorse a product, that is motivating people to take action. If Oprah Winfrey says that this book is a great book to read, sales of that book skyrocket. You know, if I want to buy a new car, Matthew McConaughey tells me that a Lincoln Continental is the way to go. So hero worship also being a giant motivator.
And that's a dangerous one, because if the individual that you are using as a spokesperson has something in their life that is negative or comes up later on after the contracts are signed, and that happened with Florida orange juice, you have a problem there.
Yeah, well, would you like to get some Jell-O? Bill Cosby was paid very handsomely to be their hero, and that fell apart. Yeah.
And would you like to rent a car from O.J. Simpson?
That's right.
You know, you mentioned the first one as a motivator as fear.
Yes.
In this situation we are in right now with COVID-19,
yes,
there's a great deal of fear. How do you motivate somebody who is afraid to go to a restaurant, into a mall? How does that person be motivated when the fear is if you go out and buy something, you might be exposed to a virus?
Well, there's where businesses have to change the way they do business. And you're seeing it already. As they slowly open up the different states, restaurants are only allowing 25% capacity inside. But you have to go a little bit further than that. They have to show their customer that they are sanitizing in between. They're wiping those tables down. Social distancing is becoming the norm right now, but the customer needs to feel comfortable to come do business with you. So you as a business are going to have to do things that show that customer that what you're doing is helping them. Now, there's other businesses that aren't going to come back so quick. When you think of things like fairs and home shows, there's a lot of business people who are vendors that's their whole life is going out and selling product at these kind of events. Unfortunately, that's going to be a little bit different now. I don't know if we're going to get the same kind of attendance, so they're going to have to start looking online.
Theaters, concert dates. Let's go back to the book, Rearranging Change, How You Market to an Ever-Changing World. I failed to mention that this is the number one bestseller in five business categories of direct marketing, business marketing, sales. Unbelievable accomplishment for a book that was just published this past March.
That is attributed to the fact that it was written in a way that people enjoy reading it, I think. About the textbook, as you said.
Yeah, and it's also an e-book, audiobook, paperback available on Amazon,
yep,
iTunes.
Well, we have a podcast. You can listen to the Rearranging Change podcast on any of the major podcast channels and go there. But, you know, Ron, I would like to give a gift to people who listen to this show.
Okay.
So for those of you out there listening, I also wrote an e-book on copywriting. Copywriting is basically four things. It's a headline, a lead, a body, and a call to action. We get people's attention, we get their interest, we build their desire, and then we tell them what to do. I made it really simple. So I have an ebook. If you'll go to copywritingbasics.info, get yourself a free copy of that ebook. It's my gift to you.
Okay, there's no obligation.
No obligation.
Copywritingbasics.info.
Yeah, I say .info, not .com, because it is information.
And again, Steve, how can we get the book and the audio book?
You can go to Amazon. And Rearranging Change is there. Audiobook, the ebook, or the hard copy.
For a book to be out literally since March of 2020 and become the number one bestseller in five business categories is quite an accomplishment for Steve McChesney. It's author and brainchild. With that alone, in these troubled times, I think it's a great educational tool. But again, I want to stress the fact that it's done in a very entertaining fashion that makes it an easy read and an effective one. And Steve, congratulations on the accomplishments, really. And don't be a stranger on here. Come back and have you and talk some some more, because this is, as I mentioned earlier, ever-changing.
Well, thanks, Ron, and anytime, I'd be happy to come back.
Rearranging Change, How You Market to an Ever-Changing World, and it's the number one bestseller in business marketing books available right now. And again, author Steve McChesney. Visit Steve at stevemcchesney.com. It's really a great book. And stick around, there's more to come live, nationwide and around the world, with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. I like when our next guest is with us. He's a very, very knowledgeable individual and a genuinely nice man. And we're going to be talking about the stress that we are all feeling during this crazy times of this pandemic. pandemic that's going on. He is a physician, the author of Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor. He's also the founder of Red Cross Concierge, a practice that treats executives, athletes, entertainers, all people from all walks of life. Joining us right now is Dr. Ken Redcross. Hello, Doctor. Welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here again.
Hey, Ron. It's great to be back. Hi, everyone out there. I hope everyone is well.
Well, we're trying to stay well. I wish that you were closer to me because I think that I'd want you as my physician. There's no question about it.
Appreciate that.
But, you know, you talk about stress during these crazy times.
Yeah.
And we all experience it. You know, a lot of times people will say, I'm in a situation, you don't probably know what I'm going through, but everybody's kind of going through a common denominator here with this thing. How does stress affect your health? And believe me, from being in business and being around, I know firsthand that it can.
No, big time. And it's funny you said that, Ron. You're right. This is the common denominator. It doesn't matter what we're doing and what we do. We're all kind of in the same boat. And, you know, here in the United States, you mentioned being in business. You know, in the business world, lots of times stress means that you're more productive or that you're really a go-getter. And I don't want us to think that way because we know that stress is associated with obesity, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension. So we want to kind of dial that back. And so we want to think of some ways to get some stress relief tips out there and think of other ways besides prescriptions to kind of manage our stress that we're all challenged with right now.
It's always comical to me. I hate to put it in those terms, but it is, because over the years, everybody says, look, just relax. Now, you know, I've been like this since I was in first grade, worried about why that teacher have a red dress on today. I'm stressed out about that.
Right.
So people tell me all the time, just relax. It's impossible for some of us. So what are some of the ways you suggest to relax? Because if not, we're all going to just implode.
No, you're right. And so you're right. You can't just flip a switch. It'd be beautiful if we could flip a switch and say, we're not stressed anymore. Well, in my practice, so look, I'm a Western-trained physician, everyone. So what I have done is kind of done a little more integrative management. So I talk to patients about homeopathic medicines, for instance, for two reasons. Number one, some of these homeopathic medicines are available right over the counter. The other thing is that you don't necessarily have to worry about drug-to-drug interaction or side effects. So when I have patients who are dealing with nervousness or hypersensitivity from stress and fatigue, I talk to them about Sedalia. Sedalia, they're little micro pellets. You kind of, they're little tablets, I should say, rather. They dissolve and they're easy to take. Doesn't require water or anything. The other thing I talk to them about, Ron, for sleep is a homeopathic remedy called Quietude. You know, I laughed when a patient told me about that before, about Quietude. It's perfect because you know what you're trying to do. And the good thing there is that it helps for sleeplessness, and you don't have to worry about that kind of hangover effect the next morning, and I don't, as a physician, have to worry about risk of dependency. So those are things that we can kind of control, everyone, that don't require a prescription pad to help with strength, also with issues with our sleep.
I have a friend of mine, and I know that's always a common one. I have a friend of mine, when they're really talking about themselves, but that's really the truth, that has sleep apnea. And his doctor told him not to take anything that would put him into a deeper sleep. Is that real or not?
No, it is, and it's funny you mention that. With obstructive sleep apnea, everyone, keep in mind that that's dependent on what type of apnea, but if it's obstructive and you're using your mask and that sort of thing, the last thing you want is something that's going to increase or over-increase your somnolence because it's totally knocking out the drive to get rest. So you're right. With homeopathic remedies, it's easier to take. You know that it's not interacting with anything, and you know that you're not going to get that grogginess that can go along with some of the other sleep agents that are over the counter that'll say PM.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, whenever you see that over the counter and you see something PM, look at it, and you're going to always usually see Benadryl at the end. And Benadryl can be very sedating, dry you out the next morning, things that you don't want to have, especially if you have sleep apnea.
You have a list, and I really and truly would like to go down this list. Relief tips. For example, instead of sitting there and worrying about it, write a list of things that you are grateful for. That's the first one on the list. What a good idea. What are some of the other ones? That's a magnificent way to say, hey, you know what? I'm not down in this depression hole forever, or I haven't been, and I can get out.
No. Nope, you're absolutely right. So besides the gratitude list or gratitude journal, as I like to call it, making sure you focus on doing a random act of kindness. That's something that we all have to do. It doesn't matter whether you're in the South, the North, or what have you, of the United States. We all must be kind to one another because we all understand how challenging this is. The other thing, which has been a silver lining with this virus. The only silver lining that I can find is the importance of being able to spend time with our families and reach out to someone that we haven't had a chance to touch in so long. And the other thing I mentioned is making sure that we get outside and go for a walk. But I will say with one caveat, 6 feet apart, please continue social distancing as we're getting outside. And last but not least is meditation. And Ron, this doesn't have to be a big production. 5 minutes in your car alone just to have some me time and kind of unplug from that daggone TV that's stressing everyone else out too.
Couldn't agree with you more, Doctor, on all of those points. And, you know, I was kind of wondering, in fact, my wife said the other day, she said, why are you getting all these phone calls from people that you haven't talked to in a long time? And that was one of the things on the list. Call somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. And I find people doing that to me. You know, they just come out of the thin air, and it's great talking to them. When I'm done, you're feeling good.
No, you are, and it's just a beautiful thing. And so those are the things that I say. Those are the things that, for instance, made my gratitude list, the fact that I've caught up with relatives, and I'm an only child, so I'd love to talk, Ron. And so it's nice to hear from some people I haven't heard from for a long time, and it's really been only because of this epidemic. So I say that even though this is challenging for all of us, Ron, this too shall pass, I promise.
What happens in the middle of the night when you wake up? How do you clear your mind there? You get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and boy, your mind is going a mile a minute, and you don't get any sleep.
No, you don't, and that's why we had already mentioned quietude. But if that happens to everyone, one of the things I focus on with my patients is we talk about the importance of breathing. Breathing is so important. They even have certain apps that are out there because breathing has been shown to help reduce stress, anxiety, and also increase sleep, or sleep hygiene, as we call it. So even deep breathing exercises that are very, very important. Don't get stressed because you're up and about. You know, it's really important that your mind state is actually in a positive state. I always talk to patients a lot, Ron, saying, I don't believe in negativity. And so we look at everything as a positive at that moment, and let's focus on the importance of deep breathing as well, which is that kind of part of meditation provides.
Yeah. Where can we go for more information on this, Doctor? Because you have so many good ideas on this.
Absolutely, Ron. So look, my website is drkenredcross.com. At Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, my handle is @DrKenRedCross. And by all means, please reach out and say hello. I love meeting new people.
One of these nights when I'm wanting to talk to an old friend, I'm going to give you a call.
Hey, I'd appreciate it, Ron. I'm more than happy to talk to you.
Okay. Ken, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to your return.
Thank you, Ron. Be well.
Dr. Ken Redcross has been our guest, the author of Bond, the Four Cornerstones of a Lasting and Caring Relationship with Your Doctor, and the founder of Red Cross Concierge. He's got great ideas. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi,
this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to put a wrapper on things from Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include V.J. Thomas, Valerie Bertinelli from Star Trek, Walter Koenig, John O'Hurley, actor Hal Linden, Jane Lynch, Steve McChesney with a new book out called Rearranging Change, and Dr. Ken Redcross. Well, we're going to do it again next week, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, have a good week and a safe one. Until next time, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.